Tell you what, we're glad to be here and we're glad to be in the presence of the Lord. And I tell you what, God is going to touch each and every one of us today because that is what He does. Amen? And He's just going to come in here and just touch us, and His presence is already here. Amen? And so this morning we just want to step into worship and just give Him our time and give Him our hearts and just let God move on our behalf. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm ready to worship this morning.
Let's worship.
Let's get into His presence this morning with joy and happiness and freedom. Amen?
Amen.
Woo!
Go around this morning, just greet someone. Welcome them to the house of the Lord this morning. Ask them if they're ready to worship. Ask them if they're expecting something.
Fear gripped me, and I heard. it's time to rise. Throw on chains, run to the light, to freedom.
shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future. My eyes are open. Cause when you call my name, glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future. My eyes are open. Cause when you call my name, we'll be right back.
You're never gonna let me down.
'cause you are good, you're good.
God is. You know, sometimes when we get crushed and we get broken and we get hurt, we bury things deep, so deep that we actually in our natural mind forget that they're there. Around my heart to protect it from ever being crushed and broken and hurt again. Yesterday after the women's meeting, I was in the parking lot with Amber. You know, I've been, you know, people give you hugs, but then there are people that really give you a hug. And Amber hugged me, and she held on so tight, and I know it was with all her heart. And at the time, I couldn't receive it. I hugged her back, but I couldn't really receive it. And on the way home, I'm like, God, why couldn't I feel that? Why couldn't I feel that? And my day went on. And finally this morning, it broke. God told me, he said, because you build up that wall and you bury things deep, that to protect yourself, you only let people get so far and so close that you held them off so you wouldn't feel that pain ever again. He says, I'm breaking that off of you. And this morning, oh, I kept hearing that song, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. And this is why it is so important for us as Christians to pray that we have the eyes of God through our hearts so we can give people the things that they need. Things that people don't even realize they needed, because I didn't realize I needed that. And that's how we are united in Christ. Because Christians need that love and those hugs as well as anyone else that walks through that door. And I just felt like I really needed to share this. Really, I'm happy and everything, because that broke me. And I really believe from now on, I will really actually feel the genuine love that people give me.
Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you
more than enough. Yeah. How I feel right now on the mountaintop, I can see so clear what it's all about. Stay by my side when the sun goes.
Able to go in and take of the riches of that city, but first the walls had to come down. And we've got to let go of those walls.
How much more does he love you?
according to His power, working in us. It's more than enough. Come on, it's more. It's more than enough.
This morning,
Jireh, you are enough.
Your heavenly Father is enough,
and I will be content in every circumstance. Jireh, you are enough, forever enough, always enough, more than enough, forever enough. Always enough, more than enough.
Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. You're always enough. Be in summon. Come
up. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Phil, that's always our cue.
Yeah.
You want me to go, oh, you want me to like go nuts with it? I'm trying to be subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Hallelujah. God is good, is he not?
Yes, he
all
is.
All the time.
All the time.
You better move over. I don't think he's centered. Is he centered? No. I moved it this morning. Is that better?
Yep, that's better. Yep.
Is that better? You know what? I do want to ask Dave, Carrie, and who is our third one, Steve? Who is our third one? Who?
Brian.
Jason, maybe? What happened to our women's Christmas sign up? We've given you time. We've given you time to put it back. No questions asked. Now it's time to start searching the pockets. And your bags. Yes, pockets, really, but that's your body, I guess. No, we're just kidding. Somebody said, isn't that an accuser of being an accuser of the brother? And I said, yeah. Yeah. It's all right, though. No, we're good. It's just a little funny from yesterday. We had a great women's thing. Good word. We talked on faith. Good job, Mona. It was awesome. I love our get-togethers.
Amen.
Amen. What do we got going on? We've got the women's Christmas party coming up the first Saturday in December. And we could see who all signed up if somebody didn't steal our paper. But it's okay. Come anyway. We'll have enough. Remember, we're going to bring a gift, and we're going to do a carry-in. We'll provide some stuff. The church will provide some stuff, but then the rest of us need to bring a carry-in. We'll have your drinks here. And I think that will be an amazing time. We're going to start it at noon. Amen. And Christmas decorations. Candace Keller, will you please stand up? This is the leader of the Christmas decorations this year. Amen. Thank you, Candy, for stepping up. So if you have told me you would like, I've told her names, and she's got some from yesterday, but if you have told me that you would like to help with Christmas decorations, please see Candy right after church, okay? And you guys can make a plan.
It'll be beautiful.
Amen.
Especially since I don't got to do it.
Amen.
Listen, I think it'll be more beautiful. She said, okay, she knows this is a sore subject, but I'm like, okay. Can it look like Hallmark in here? As long as somebody don't take me to Hallmark and start watching it forever, for months, it'll be good. I mean, what else we've got going on? I know we got these going on, and I'm going to announce these. But Christmas Eve service at 6 o'clock, we're going to do our candlelight service. There's no service on Thursday night of Thanksgiving, but we'll be right back here on Sunday morning. And then the Children's Church have a bunch of announcements. Sunday, November 20th, is the Children's Church Thanksgiving Feast.
During service.
Yeah. You need help? I think I just became a Children's Church volunteer. No, after our talk yesterday, you don't want me in Children's Church. Okay, Sunday, November 27th, will be a Children's Church staff meeting right after service. Sunday, December 18th, is the Children's Church Christmas program during service. Sunday, 25th, will be pajama Christmas party during service. You know, I'm really leaning on that adult pajama Christmas morning service. How wonderful would it get up and not think about what you're going to wear? Just put on your robe and come in. Okay, I definitely got mixed reviews there. Some people were cheering and some people were saying no. Jason's like, Okay, we won't do that. I think I got everything. Did I miss anything?
All right.
Well,
we did receive a letter in the mail that I'm going to read to you. It says, thanks. It says, wanted to send thanks to all who prayed for Doyle during his season of the COVID crisis that hit him hard around a year ago. God heard your prayers and brought healing to him, and he's doing so much better, praising God. It's the thoughtfulness of people like you that makes the world so bright. Love, Doyle and Cass. So we're excited about that. So we are very good about that kind of stuff and just wanted to make sure that we're always praying for those requests that come in and people that come in, and we just want to be a blessing because the Lord has wanted us to be a blessing to people. Amen. So at this time, we better let those children go to Children's Church. Then I'm going to read Malachi 3:10. It says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to contain it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith Lord of hosts, and all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. So we are so thankful that the Lord wants us to prove ourselves with our tithing and offering, because what it does is it opens up the windows of heaven on our life, amen? And it gives him the power to rebuke the devourer on our behalf, amen? And it gives him the power to protect us in so many ways and do what he would desire to do for us, that we just want to be thankful and have open hearts and want to be givers and good givers. Amen? So we're just going to say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pray your blessing over the offering today, Father. And Lord, I thank you that as everybody gives, God, you are proving to them who you are, Father God. You're opening up the windows of heaven. You're rebuking the devourer, Father. You're protecting their seeds that are sown. And God, you are doing all that you desire to do and has promised to do for us, Father. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. You know, the last couple weeks we've been talking about trusting in the Lord and how we can give God more of our heart. Amen. And how we can give God more control over our life by putting him first and trusting him in every aspect of our life. Amen. We want to make sure that we have God first in every area of our life. And we want to make sure that we're in pursuit of him through the word and through prayer to make him the one that's out in front of us. Amen. It says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. In other words, we want to make sure that we are not being wise in our own eyes and not doing the way that man does things, but we want to make sure that we're doing the way that God does things. Amen. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. So it's very healthy to us to make sure that we are following God and that we are letting him be the Lord of our life and letting him be in front, and that we're leaning into his understanding and not our own. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. From whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as the father the son in whom he delighteth. So we want to make sure that we are people that make sure that when we get correction from the Lord, either when he brings it to us, just and we know he's correcting us, or when we're reading his word and correction comes to us, we want to make sure that we are people that are eager to be corrected by the Lord. Amen. Because whom he loves, he corrects and chastens often. Amen. That's how he loves us, and that's how he brings us into new places of being. Amen. It says many in Psalms 34:19, it says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Amen. I want to tell you this morning that you are not promised to have it easy just because you become a Christian. In fact, I want you to know that sometimes, especially because the devil gets mad at your faith, I want you to know that sometimes it means that afflictions are going to come your way. Amen. It says many are the afflictions of the righteous. So you're going to have times when adversity is going to come your way, and you got to be ready to just fight through that by faith. Amen. And you've got to know that adversity is going to come and the devil is trying to devour us. Amen. We have got to know that the devil is a true enemy. He's our enemy, and he's out there every day trying to fight against us. But the Lord delivers us out of them all. Amen. The afflictions may come, and they are going to come, and they're going to attack us, but the Lord will deliver us out of every one of them. Amen. We're going to face challenges and hardships. Faith is not promised to be easy, but faith is promised to be right for all humanity. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we are people of faith and that we're people of the Lord, and that we are just trusting God and believing him. And it says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. One thing that we're going to have to know is that when we have afflictions going on, and when we are trying to submit ourselves to God, and that when we are wanting him to be who he is and we want to trust in him, that we're going to have to use our faith. Amen. We're going to have to use our faith, and we're going to have to be willing to let God take us on his journey. Amen. And that means that we're going to have to see through faith and not see through just the circumstances that are around us. Amen. We're not going to be able to just look to the left and the right and see things happening and let that guide our course. We're going to have to let God guide our course. Amen. And when we do that, we open up our heart to let the Lord lead us and guide us. And that's how we want to do it. Amen. You know, faith is a supernatural substance. Amen. And faith is the evidence of the word of God and things that we hear by faith that lets us tap into the supernatural realm and be touched by what God has for us. Amen. And it says in Hebrews 11:6, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So when we come to God, we must believe that he is the number one. Amen. We must believe that there's nothing other for our life than God himself. Amen. And we have to diligently seek him. That means that we have to be in the word. We have to be in prayer. We have to continue in faith. We have to come to church. We have to be involved in things. And we have to use our faith so that we can be diligent and so that we can be seen of God, because he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. I'm going to read to you a story in the book of John. And we're going to read in John chapter 6. And Jesus feeds a multitude of people. It says, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith to Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, saw unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now that there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, and about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. You know, what an amazing miracle. I mean, feeding 5,000 people plus with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, you know, this is something that is so miraculous, it makes us hard for us to believe nowadays. Amen? I tell you what, I wonder, Christians, how many things we're not seeing because we limit God in our faith. I want to know how many times he would love to answer us and do something for us, but we don't come far enough out on the faith register to even see him. You know, sometimes we get reports from doctors and we get reports from all over the place, and sometimes it's so easy for us to succumb to that and just take what that report said and make it the guide of our life instead of giving room to the Lord by faith and letting him be the guide of our life. And what we have to do is make sure that we're not just succumbing to things because we don't have the faith to believe him for great and mighty things. I mean, think about this miracle, people. I mean, what did it take for the Lord to be able to increase 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed more than 5,000 people? I mean, what did it take? And how did the disciples go with him on that journey to believe that if he handed it out to them, it was going to become enough? Amen? And then they took up fragments. So these people ate till they were full. Have you ever tried to feed Christians? My goodness. It wasn't like these people were eating just a little nibble of bread. Amen? They were getting some fullness off of this stuff, and there was still some left over to be picked up. Amen? And I want you to know something, that when the Lord moves in your life, he's not going to do just barely enough to get you by. He's not going to do just barely enough to get you by. When the Lord moves in your life, he's going to do more than enough that there's going to be goodness left over. Amen. And I want you to know that you can live this life filled with peace, and you can live this life in a way that you know that God has blessed you and touched you and changed your life. Amen. So I just want to ask you again, what is it that we have limited God on? What is it that we've limited his involvement? Have we truly given our trust to the Lord? Have we truly made him the number one aspect of our life? Have we truly put God in such a place that we don't lean to our own understanding and that we trust him and we push into him on a regular basis? Are we ones that could have been there and believed him to do something so miraculous that he could feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 little fishes? Would we be the group that could sit and believe him for that and be the ones who would be open-minded enough to hear and see what the Lord had done? Amen. That's a powerful story. We're going to look over here at another story here in John chapter 9, where Jesus heals a blind man that was blind since he was born. And it says, "And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, 'Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered, 'Neither have this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God may be made manifest in him.'" Boy, that's a big statement, isn't it? Yep. So many times Christians find themselves with something going on in their life, and the first thing they do is they blame themselves. The first thing they do is sit there and say, "Oh my goodness, I must have done something that this has come upon me." You know, sometimes we forget that some of the afflictions that come upon us are just the attack of the enemy. Period. It's just Satan trying to take you out and not let you discover your purpose and not let you be who you're supposed to be. So sometimes we have to sit there and we have to understand that it's the enemy that's fighting us. Amen? And it's the enemy that has brought this for us. And just because we're attacked as Christians doesn't mean there's something wrong with our walk and our relationship with God. Amen? You can be walking with God doing exactly what you're supposed to do, and you could get a health report that's not the greatest. Amen? You can be walking with God and be a believer and know that you love him and have something happen. But it's powerful because Jesus said, "Neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." Amen? And I want you to know that sometimes Christians, we need to quit beating ourselves up and we need to quit wondering why and just trust God to make his works manifest. Amen? And we need to trust God that he's going to bring us out of these things no matter what's going on and no matter how they came about on us. Amen? He says, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I'm in the world, I'm to the light. I'm the light of the world." When he had said thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. He said unto him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which by interpreted means sent. He went his way therefore and washed and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, "Is not this he that sat and begged?" Some said, "This is he." Others said, "He is like him." But he said, "I am he." Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes open?" He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, 'Go into the pool of Siloam and wash.' And I went and washed and I received sight." Then said they unto him, "Where is he?" He said, "I know not." People, I'm telling you today that Jesus can remove blind eyes, but he can take care of every situation you got going on. Amen? Right where you're at right now today, Jesus can intervene on your behalf. And Jesus wants to intervene on your behalf. Amen? He wants to come right into your situation, and he wants to be just like this, like he did for the blind man. When other people, even these people, were sitting there wondering if there was something that they had done that was wrong that caused this to come upon him, I want you to know that sometimes there's situations in life that happen just because we're living this thing called life. We live in an imperfect world, and we live with imperfect things around us, and therefore we live in a way that we're going to see things happen. Amen? And when we see these things happen, we've got to have our heart open to God to fix them. Amen? And we've got to know that God will come along beside us and help us and fix these things. Because there's works that he's yet willing to do for us. And there's things that are the miraculous that are supposed to be seen in our life. Amen? Jesus wants to move on our behalf. And he wants to do things for us. And make sure that he does things for us. Amen? The Bible says in James 4:7, it says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. I want you to know something, that part of what we're going to see is we have to resist. In fact, let me read up a little bit. It says in James 4:6, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resist the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he shall flee from you. And I want you to understand something, that when we submit ourselves to God, the devil has no power but to flee. Amen? And, amen. And so we need to make sure that we resist the devil and that we are submitting ourselves to God, because the Bible even says that the Lord will exalt you in due time. Amen? And that he's with us and that he will be out in front of us whenever we are walking by faith. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And what that means for us is that every one of us needs to make sure that we're walking by faith and not by what we see on a day-to-day basis. Amen? That we are walking in a way that God can see us and that God is working with us, and that just because we've had some things happen that are very terrible, that we get ourselves up, we wipe ourselves off, and we go right back to walking by faith. Amen? Amen. We've got to be able to see those things coming, and we've got to be able to respond by knowing that God is with us. Amen? And I want to read something here in the book of Philippians. This is a very popular scripture, but I just want to read it today. It says in Philippians 4, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. I want you to know something, that the Lord doesn't want to supply just a little bit of your need, but all of your need. And it says according to his riches in glory. So he's not willing to do it man's way or the world's way. He wants to supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen? So that means that God will do things his way. Amen? And he will bring you into places of blessing by his own power and by his own spirit and by his own way of doing them, and not the world's way. Amen? And we've just got to make sure that we have our heart open by faith to what God wants to do for us and what God is willing to do for us. Amen? And we have to have our heart open all the time that God is the one who we trust in. Amen? Trust in the Lord. Amen? Trust in him. Lean not to our own understanding. Amen? Lean in the way that God says stuff and the way that God does stuff, and let him be the one who brings us through. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus, we just give you glory. Father, we just exalt you today. And God, we just declare your greatness and your goodness, Father. Lord, we just exalt you and we put our trust in you, Father God. We lean not to our own understanding and our own abilities. And God, we don't trust our own ways of doing things. Amen. We trust in your way of doing things, Father. We trust in your way of doing things. And God, we just declare your goodness and your greatness. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, hallelujah. So Keith Everhart, who's the sheriff of Kenton, he's in need of a liver transplant. So we're just going to pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, we put Keith before you, Father God. Yes. And Lord, we just pray over his liver and over his situation, God. And Father, we pray that doors open. Amen. And that he will be provided for, Father. And Lord, that the function of his liver would turn around, Father God. And that, Lord, he'd give long life, Father. And that you would just touch this situation and create something to happen so that he can be restored, Father. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, right now we put Larry Garvey before you, Father God. And Father, we ask you to help him with this eating situation, God. And we ask you to touch him, God, that he'd be able to keep food and liquid down, Father. And Lord, we just give you praise for it, Father. We just ask you to touch him and heal him, Father God. We loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into him, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Is there anybody here that needs prayer today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello, Heather. You're welcome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody else need prayer this morning? Hallelujah. Well, we give you praise to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We're thankful for his goodness. Amen. And we're thankful for what he does for us all the time. Amen. Oh, yeah, I was about to say, lots of what was in my message was in the women's meeting on Saturday. So I think that's neat. It just shows us how God weaves us together, amen? And he puts unity in the body of Christ, amen? And he just makes us be on the same page, amen? Hallelujah. Because faith is powerful. Faith is powerful, amen? And it's growing us, amen? And charging us forward. Amen. Carrie, we've been praying for you, brother. Amen. Amen. So. But anyhow, I just want you guys to go and be blessed and just have a great day today and just let the Lord continue to touch you, amen, and continue to trust in him, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God.